I want to preface my comments with providing you some numbers. First number is 515,211. The second number is 42,820. Those are the numbers of the United States and Texas, respectively, of people that have died as of today of coronavirus. On a daily basis, even now, when numbers are better, we're losing approximately 2,200 Americans to this illness. During the hour that Cynthia and I are speaking, we will lose 92 more Americans to this horrible illness. That's 3 Americans every 2 minutes. We are losing on a daily average more people than were killed in 9/11 or Pearl Harbor. We've now lost more Americans in all of World War II. I know we're tired of coronavirus. We're tired of living this coronavirus life. I mean, let's be honest. I would love to go to a bar, a restaurant. I would love to hug people. I'd even love to hug some of the lawyers out there, like Jim Walsh, and give them a big hug. I miss the people that I work with on a daily basis. I never thought I would miss going to Lufkin, Texas for a school board meeting or a grievance hearing. But this is the life we've lived. One of the exciting things about today is I get to put a suit on. I'm not practicing law in my pajamas today, which is a huge difference. And I mentioned these numbers, and I want you to keep these numbers in mind throughout our presentation, because coronavirus is every bit as real today as it was when we started this back last spring break. And people are scared. What I am seeing a lot of right now is school districts and employees dealing with quarantines. As most of us know, under the Families First Coronavirus Response Act of 2020, there was a leave provision that under the act, the first you had up to 2 weeks of fully paid sick leave at your full rate of pay if you were quarantined or exhibiting signs of COVID. There were also 2 weeks at two-thirds pay if you were caring for someone else due to quarantine, or if your children's school or daycare was closed. And in fact, the school or daycare being closed, it was up to 10 weeks. Unfortunately, when that provision, the leave provision, lapsed as of December 31, 2020, when Congress and the president enacted a continuation of that particular Coronavirus Response Act in the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021, the leave provision was left out. Instead, Congress merely added that employers could receive a payroll tax credit through March 31 of 2021 if they voluntarily continued the leave provision. Obviously, the tax credit does nothing for our school districts. So that has not been an incentive for anybody. I have been thankful to see some school districts have voluntarily continued it, but many school districts have not. As a result of that, we are now seeing employees who have had to quarantine 1, 2, 3, 4 times, that have contracted the coronavirus and have been out for durations well beyond. And because there is no leave provision under the statute anymore, they are being required to use their accrued leave. I am now working with employees, and I think everybody that does my side of the bar, we are seeing employees who have completely exhausted their leave. And they're now being faced with a situation being sent out to quarantine. And let's be clear, coronavirus is very present in our schools. I know that school districts, with some success more than others, are trying to keep it out of our schools. But as of early February, according to the Texas Health Department, there have been 113,311 students that had contracted COVID and 61,766 teachers that had contracted COVID. COVID is very present. I know that I see across Austin ISD, or I see across the state, announcements of COVID infections and COVID contacts on a daily basis. And so our employees are going out on quarantine and now being forced out on quarantine because there was some contract tracing that they may have been exposed, and they're facing losing their income, losing their insurance. I've even had employees that have been threatened with termination because they've more than exhausted their leave and they've simply been out on quarantine or been had COVID. You know, I think all of us think that COVID has this 2-week lifespan, but we're seeing a lot of people that what they're referred to as long haulers, where they are having COVID symptoms for months and months. COVID is not a one size fits all illness. And so we are now dealing with the repercussions of no federal leave provision and employees running out of accrued leave. And I think it's something we're going to see more and more of as people exhaust their leave, and how districts are going to have to deal with that problem. Because I do not see Congress stepping into the breach to bring back the federal leave mandate. We've even had to, I've worked with Chris Tritico and a couple other lawyers that do what I do, that we filed grievances claiming that where school districts have forced employees to go out on quarantine leave and they have no more leave left, contending that they are being suspended without pay because there's such a desperate need. I'm going to lose my insurance. I'm going to lose everything. So here I am either with COVID or exposed to COVID, and I lose my insurance. It is a very scary situation for employees, and it's something that I think all districts are grappling with. And I talk about it because hopefully as lawyers that you're working with your school districts, it's a topic you're talking with your administration about how to deal with this issue. And the next slide, please.